Kind of a fun note about my mom. She was a feisty little Polish lady, no doubt about it. In 1931, Mom participated in the Butte Walkathon. And I don't know if you know much about the Butte Walkathon, but many young people were vying for the cash prize. We're talking about the Great Depression. Okay, the cash prize in 1931 was $1,000. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money today. But in 1931, that was a tremendous cash prize. They started walking on April 24th, 1931, literally marching 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, around a small area of a local ballroom. And I think it may have been the Masonic Ballroom. And they did that for 1,637 hours with a brief rest period each hour. As I said, they did this for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, until it was down to four people that just wouldn't give up. And Mom was one of those four people. They finally succumbed to absolute exhaustion. And they agreed to split the $1,000. So each of the four people received $250, which when you take that and divide it by the 1,600 plus hours they walked, turned out to be 15 cents an hour.
15 cents an hour.
Yeah. And the article, I have a copy of the article from the paper that covered that story. And it was just, you know, can you imagine young people today doing that for 1,600 hours? They literally got, and I have to stop and think how this worked out, they got 2 minutes to leave the floor and go to their resting place. They got an 11-minute rest period and 2 minutes to get back walking every hour. So they got like a 15-minute break every hour during that timeline. They didn't really sleep. It was literally a cat nap, if it was anything, you know. But, you know, worth it. Yeah, $250 to a poor Polish immigrant family was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And to her, Mom was 17 years old, and she almost got disqualified because of her age.
Oh.
And she, knowing my mother, she probably lied about her age. You know, I don't know.